A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. YouLesson is our prize sponsor. Their app lets primary and secondary school students get access to video tutorials for all students in the curriculum, as well as quizzes and practice exams. We also have gifts from obiwizi.com. Obiwizi.com is online and you can buy new, brand new and used gadgets from their website. And they have gifts for our top three finishers. We also have tablets from RLG Communications. They are an original equipment manufacturer based in Ilesha in Osun State. They manufacture decoders, computers, electric meters, power banks, and yes, tablets. So now let's debate. Let me introduce the contestants in our second debate. Our first debater is our number 11 seed. He is a 14-year-old SS1 student at Seaside Heights Secondary School, Agbara. Ayobami Efugi, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, Mo.
Our second debater is our number 6 seed. She is a 14-year-old SS2 student at Silver Sands Hall School. That's in Lekki. Esther Bewaji, good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. The contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic and one of you will be in support. One of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions, and then you each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points that your opponents have made. Now, remember that this is not the playoffs, this is the main event, and that means no do-overs if you make an error. The clock is the clock. And also remember, the judge's decision is final. Our panel of judges will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. It doesn't matter how eloquently you repeat those points. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you points for style. Number of opponents' points addressed will earn you points in the rebuttal round. The strength of your rebuttal of each point will also earn you great points. If your scores are tied, there'll be a tiebreaker round. You will switch sides for the tiebreaker round. You'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You will be scored for all new points you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to your own original points. Now, both of you know your topic. What is it?
Party nomination forms in Nigeria are too expensive.
That's right. Party nomination forms in Nigeria are too expensive. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got Lady Luck in my palm, and she has written oppose. She has written support. Who's going to go first?
I'm supporting.
All right. Ayobami Efugi is supporting that party nomination forms in Nigeria are too expensive. And Esther Bewaji says, nope, they are not too expensive. Okay, it's time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with Ayobami, the motion supporter. Your 3 minutes start now.
Good day, my name is Ayobami Efugi, a proud student of the Seaside Heights Secondary School, and I'm here to support the motion that says that party nomination forms in Nigeria are too expensive. Let's start with the basics. What are party nomination forms? These are forms purchased by aspirants in a party who hope to participate in the primary elections. How much do these forms cost? Using the two major political parties in Nigeria, APC and PDP, these forms go for 100 million naira and 40 million naira respectively. Having said that, good day, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and of course my audience. Allow me to convince you on the next 3 minutes that party nomination forms in Nigeria are too expensive with the following points, beginning with poverty in Nigeria. According to the World Bank, 42.8% of Nigerians are living in abject poverty. Furthermore, the National Bureau of Statistics said that over 80 million Nigerians are living on less than $1 per day. Therefore, how can we expect people who are merely surviving on less than $1, 500 naira in one day, have enough money to buy forms that cost millions? That leads me to my next point, exclusion. If therefore the average Nigerian cannot afford this form, then what it implies that it doesn't matter how patriotic you are or how noble your intentions are. If you do not have the money or the sponsors to buy these forms, then you cannot serve your country. Speaking of sponsors, due to the high cost of these forms and the entire process, most aspirants end up gathering cohorts who are willing to share costs with endless promises if they are successful in the election. Our leaders therefore end up becoming pawns who are indebted to an endless list of sponsors and godfathers. Now go with me to my next point, the issue of minimum wage. Do you know that to purchase a form in any state in the US, party forms go for as low as $0. That's right, some forms are completely free and as high as $3,750. Now, in Nigeria, these forms are way more expensive than that, with the minimum wage in the US being $1,256. An average American with an average paying job can afford to pick up a form. In Nigeria, however, the minimum wage is 30,000 naira. How can someone who is earning 30,000 naira have enough money to buy forms that cost millions? If he saves for 10 years, will he even scratch the surface of a 100 million naira form? Now, the prices of these forms are undemocratic. Father of democracy, Abraham Lincoln, said that democracy is a system of government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Now, let me ask you a question. If the people cannot save their own country, then what exactly are we practicing? Now, the prices of these forms are not youth-friendly. The youths are the backbone of a country, of a society. Now, if the youths are being excluded out of a society, out of a country, without because of these high forms, then what is the future of the country? Now, the youth cannot afford this form because many of our youths cannot don't have the enough money to buy these forms. And now, with the... Now, if these forms are this expensive, and mind you, this only qualifies you for primary election and doesn't guarantee you an the actual position itself, or that you even qualify for the main elections, then what it implies is that despite all your efforts, then who then can afford these forms along with the other excess campaign expenses? Let me tell you what is happening here. The future of our country, Nigeria, the future of the giants of Africa that should be filled with hope and great expectations is being auctioned off into the hands of the highest bidder.
Your
thank you.
Your time is up. Thank you very much. Once you hear the bell, you stop. Lagos, if you just tuned in, you heard Ayoba Miefuri, who is a student at Seaside Heights Secondary School. He's in SS1. He's our number 11 seed. He's 14 years old, and he just supported that party nomination forms in Nigeria are too expensive. Now, his opponent is our number 6 seed. She's a 14-year-old SS2 student at Silver Sands Hall School, Lekki. Esther Bewaji, your 3 minutes start now.
Thank you. A party nomination form is a signed document that clearly records that all the candidates eligible to be elected are proposed in the primary election. Good day, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and wonderful listeners. My name is Bawaji Esther, and I'm here to oppose the motion that party nomination forms in Nigeria are too expensive. Firstly, they promote legitimacy. During the 2015 elections, when the candidate Buhari complained about the prices of the nomination forms, the then APC chairman, John Oyegu, stated that it was a tactic employed to separate the men from boys. He knew that if the citizens really wanted him to be in power, they would rescue him and stand by him. At the end of the day, Barack Obama's presidential bid was greatly funded by the American citizens and did not come for his personal pocket. And also, all the people who have purchased the nomination form as of now have been greatly funded by ethnic groups who think that they are credible and competent candidates, which is exactly a way of promoting legitimacy and acceptability even before the general elections. Secondly, all this money is needed to run the political party, and a political party that is properly funded is like a child who is properly groomed and trained. They will be able to offer way more to the people in terms of producing competent and credible candidates, as well as political education. Also, it ensures that the candidates are of a specific level, and by level I do not mean monetary status. I mean that they have the ability to handle governmental responsibilities and governmental funds that will be handed on to them, and make sure that they are not unduly tempted or influenced by these. Also, if the prices were not as they were, like my opponent suggested, an average citizen can just wake up and decide to run for presidency. People who do not have the education or the clout or the credibility to run for councillorship will go ahead and be clouding the political space, which wastes energy, money, and time. So these prices is a way of streamlining all the unserious candidates to make room for the strong contenders. Also, these prices serve as motivation and incentive for aspirants to run for elections, because the money being put down makes them accountable and serves as a drive and dedication for the political parties to be able to offer more for the people, which will at the end of the day increase our quality of governance. Also, as we all know, the economic status of our country today is not very stable, and prices of everything has increased. Therefore, I believe the prices of these nomination forms are very justifiable, because it is not that cheap or easy to run a political party as it may seem. Also, I hope you know that the 100 million naira of today will be less than 50 million naira of 4 years ago. The naira has greatly devalued, so when you say it is too expensive, you need to put that into context, because the digits may be increasing, but the value of the naira has been stagnant over the few years. Also, you kept talking about APC, but APC and PDP are not the only political parties like you mentioned. There are many other political parties who sell it at cheaper prices, and presidency is not the only posts in the world, what of governors and senators and the rest. And I believe that because of this, everybody will be able to be represented regardless of the prices of the firms. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. Esther Bewaji is 14 years old. She's a student at Silver Sands Hall School, Lekki. And you have just heard round one. We're going to move straight to round two. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I Beg to Differ gathers 16 of the greatest debaters in Lagos after auditions, brings them into the studio and have them fight it out for a chance to win 1 million naira. Esther, your 2 minutes in the rebuttal round starts now.
Opera scores being duly observed, I would like to address some of the points made by my opponents. Firstly, he talks about exclusion. Well, that can be seen as an advantage rather than a disadvantage. Like I said, it streamlines the pretenders to make room for the strong contenders, and putting this money down holds the people accountable to make room for the competent and credible candidates in the political elections. Also, you talked about co-hosts and godfatherism. Well, I would like to say that aspirants can mobilize their resources to work well for them rather than putting themselves in trouble. Godfatherism did not start because of nomination forms. It's not going to end because of that. People want to be corrupt will be corrupt. And I believe that once aspirants find their niche, that is their political party or the post that suits them, they can run for it and they most likely win if they are the competent candidates who are accepted by the people. Then you talked about it is undemocratic. Well, like I said, it is a way of promoting legitimacy. The people who accept the candidates will be able to stand by them. Like I said, the political parties did not say that this money should come from your personal pocket. A lot of people have been supporting the aspirant that they think is fit, such as Goodluck Jonathan, who was supported by the Fulani group, who sees him as a competent and credible candidate. Also, you talked about it is not youth-friendly. Well, I like to say that youth have a 50% reduction in the nomination form and also in expression of interest forms. Thereby, the minorities such as youths, women, and people with disabilities that you may bring up actually well represented and start also a great chance of winning the elections. Also, you talked about minimum wage and poverty level. Well, like I said, the economy is very destabilized, and the fact that prices have increased and inflation is getting higher, these prices are needed to run a political party because, as you know, not many party members pay the minimum wage. Pay the party dues rather, not the minimum wage. Also, you talked about the US, it needs $3,750. Well, I would like to say, but that's for governorship posts. And like I said, ABGA's form is 25 million naira, NNDP's form is 30 million naira, YPP's form is 20 million naira. All these are very affordable, and political aspirants need to realize what suits them the most. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Esther Bewaji. Well done. I'm smiling ear to ear. Well done. Woo! Ayoban, your 2 minutes start now.
Thank you very much. All protocols duly observed. You said that these high prices separate the men from the boys. Let me ask you, who exactly are the men and the boys? Are we not all citizens entitled to participate in any electoral position that we choose to? You said that these high prices are used to run the political party. Now, this is the future of a country we're talking about, the leadership positions. Shouldn't they find other better ways to run the political party other than increasing the prices so high that the average Nigerian, the people, the backbone of the society cannot now afford it? You said that it removes unserious candidates. Now, do you know that in the process of excluding unserious candidates, we're also excluding entitled citizens? No, people with vision, people who are patriotic and have integrity, we're also excluding them just because they don't have the monetary funds to buy these forms. Now, you mentioned inflation. Now, what exactly has been inflated here? Is it the cost of the paper? Because these forms are just merely paper. So how would something increase from 40 million naira to 100 million naira just if an ordinary form? Now, you said that President Goodluck Jonathan has had supporters from the Fulani headsmen. That's just what I said about. That's just what I mentioned in my presentation round. Now, because he's been supported by the Fulani headsmen, don't you think that he's going to want to favor those Fulani headsmen in his actions and his deeds? Now, you said that it streamlines pretenders. Now, it's by in the process of streamlining pretenders, it's also streamlining viable candidates who are willing to serve their country and are patriotic. Those are all the points that you mentioned. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. Good job. All right, point of correction. It wasn't Fulani herdsmen that bought the ticket. It was farmers. Okay. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, this was a strong one. We'll go on a break. When we come back, we'll find out if there's a tie. If there is no tie, we'll find out if we have a winner. If there's a tie, they'll switch sides. They'll debate for 3 minutes. And in those 3 minutes, they're going to make new points that their opponents did not make, because those are the only points that will get scored by the judges. And they'll also rebut their own original points that they made during the presentation rounds. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
In November, it was Tamvita Kaushik.
Today, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater, my name is Tamvita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
In March, it was Ruth Okorocha.
That's the moderator, honorable educator, school debater, viewers and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, a bona fide student of Kingsley College.
Who will it be in May?
Due to the economic situation of our country, individuals prefer to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
There is lots of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do
and end it with
one winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, send an email to ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm. Again, ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 4:50. We have had the most fantastic debate today between Esther Bewaji and Ayobami Efugi. Ayobami is a 14-year-old SS1 student at Seaside Heights Secondary School, Agbara. He's our number 11 seed. And he faced Esther Bewaji, who is our number 6 seed. She is 14. She's in SS2 at Silver Sands Hall Schools. Both of them debated the party nomination forms in Nigeria are too expensive. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. The results are in. And we have a winner. In the presentation round, Ayobami scored 46. Esther scored 49. For presentation style, Ayobami scored 17. Esther scored 23. In the rebuttal round, Ayobami scored 32. Esther scored 50. For rebuttal style, Ayobami scored 23. Esther scored 23. The debater moving on to the I Beg to Differ quarterfinal, with 145 to 118, is Esther Bewaji. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. You just qualified for the quarterfinal next week. Tonight, we'll send you an email with your topic. I guess you're going to be facing our winner from the first round. So good luck. And Ayobami, I told you when the mic was off, and I'm saying it again, I really loved this. I was hoping it was going to be a tie so that both of you will debate again, because I really loved listening to both of you. Like, both of you were really, really good. Well done. And you should know, of course, that out of over 240 people who applied to be here today, you were in the top 10%. So well done. I hope I see you again. You're in SS2, so there's time for you to be our candidate again. Hamid is a returnee. He was in the first ever I Beg to Differ. He got knocked out in the quarterfinals, so you can apply again. And if you are great at the auditions, I would love to see you come back to I Beg to Differ. But thank you so much to both of you for a wonderful debate. You've made my day. This was beautiful. Thank you. We've got gifts from Nigeria Info. Pick it up on your way out. Don't forget your note, Esther, and I'll see you next week. Well done again to both of you. Congratulations. Lagos, I loved that. I don't know about you. Loved it. Loved. Woo! Give us a call. Let's talk about what we just heard. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. You've heard two debates so far. You just heard two 14-year-olds debate whether party nomination forms in Nigeria are too expensive. And before them, you heard another set of 15-year-olds now debate that presidents and governors should have the right to pardon. I'm talking about David Chukwuemeka Edwards, who won his own round, and Promise Mesoma Chukwuoji, who was knocked out of the round of 16. All right, Lagos, let's talk. 99.3, hello.
Now, Sandra, good evening.
Good evening, Juliet.
Wow, it's Juliet from Aja.
Welcome.
Hi, this one is the best so far.
I agree.
As in this Esther, I was thinking I'll have a time. I was really enjoying two of them. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I don't envy the judges at all. Well done.
Thank you.
I'm so happy. They did very well. Two of them did very well.
They did.
Well done.
Thank you so much. We've got Kane Day on the line. Hi, Kane Day. Thanks for calling us.
Sandra.
How are you?
Good evening, I'm fine.
Good evening.
To be honest with you, Sandra, I have been kind of like disappointed since the program started. If the standard has not been really up to what I expected. But you see these two guys that just debated, like Ayobami and Esther. Oh my God. It just revived my hope again that, okay, it's like I have to still continue tuning. I really wish that Ayobami could also qualify because he's also very good. But unfortunately, once he has to be a winner, if only he had met another opponent, probably would have qualified. But all the same, Esther did a very good job. At first, I was scared for her, like, how would she be able to oppose this guy? And the topic was about the deep rig against her. But the way she spawned everything and just took the point, I now have my candidate. Esther, I give it up to you.
Thank you so much. I really was. I was worried during the presentation because Ayobami came with fire. I say, be like, you don't win, no. And then I heard Esther, and I'm like, oh my God, this girl. And then I heard Ayobami again. I'm like, oh my God, this boy. It was ridiculous. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Ma.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, welcome.
Please, I want to ask a question concerning this debate. Hello, Ma.
I'm hearing you. What's the question? Hello?
This high school, Agbara, is in Ogun State now. This debate is supposed to be in Lagos.
Seaside School, Agbara, is in Ogun State?
In Ogun State, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Make your finding.
Ah.
Yeah, really. Make your finding.
Oh, I thought it was in Lagos.
No, it's Agbara, Ogun State.
Okay.
Agbara is in Ogun State. Yes, Ma.
Well, the seaside person shall lost, so I think we're good. 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm okay. What's your name?
This Prudence. I'm coming from Ayobo. I loved this debate.
Loved.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I super, super loved it. First debate, David and what's the other person?
And Promise.
David did so very well. That guy sounded like he had a book in his head. was reading the book from his head.
He was repeating his points. So he was repeating his points.
Yeah, he repeated most of his points.
But he was doing it eloquently.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah.
And the second debate, I just wish it was a tie. So, you know, they could just switch.
So, you know?
Ties and start all over. But Esther had a way.
Yeah.
And she was good. She was really good.
She was.
I wish to see Ayobami in the next round, hopefully.
I hope so.
He auditions for it. Looking forward to the next one.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. The next one is between our number one seed and our number 16 seed. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Wow. My name is Jadisola from Uru.
Good to have you on the show.
This afternoon is Sandra. The moment Edward started, I'm like, okay, you know, the other day I said, I'm rooting for a guy to win this season. So when he started, I was like, oh, these boys are on fire. But immediately, Bewaji started, I said, wow. Wow, wow. But then in conclusion, you know, man, the result, this result is beautiful.
Yeah.
I feel like we are listening to a final debate.
I know.
Like, I can't just imagine that boy will be living like that. Yeah. Oh, my God. Esther deserves it.
Yeah.
And kudos to you, Sandra. You're doing a good job.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Ayobami was great. He would probably beat most debaters on most days. But today, he faced a phenomenal debater. You know, my God, like he was fantastic. He was 99.3. Hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
Welcome.
This is Bioye from Yaba.
Hi, Bioye. Go ahead.
Well done. I absolutely loved Esther and Ayobami. Like, when Esther had a tough topic, in terms of the angle she was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept wondering how she was going to pull it off, but she was fantastic.
She was.
And I really loved the fact that she was cool, calm, and collected. A lot of them are so fast, you really can't make out what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But she was so clear. Mm-hmm. Like, I really, I don't know what to say. It would have been good for both of them to go through, but I'm glad Esther won. Mm. They were really, really good. Yeah. Well done, Sandra.
Thank you very much.
You should have one for adults. It would be really nice.
We're working on it. Maybe next year.
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you so much, Bioye, for calling. We appreciate it. Okay, Lagos, we have to take a break. We absolutely have to take a break. It's 5:00. We have Vaughn waiting to bring you the news at 5. But once she's done, you'll hear our third set of debaters for today. I'm Sandra S. Zekwesili.